The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
There we go. Hi, and hello. It's a Friday. I was thinking of wearing my glasses, but I feel like I look like that dude from third base with the Adidas. I can't hear you. Is that this? Did they do
something? Nope, it's me.
Oh, okay. What'd you say?
Said you look like a national treasure right now.
A national treasure.
Yes.
Like, the guy from third base is a national treasure.
That's where I was going with that. Yeah,
you're a Michael J. Fox guy.
So I am a Michael J. Fox guy.
Before we get started, I have a little. You're a former music director.
I am a former music director,
and you're also a Michael J. Fox fan.
So I am a Michael J. Fox fan.
When I saw this morning, I thought this would be right in your alley. We'll explain why Jason Ross is here early here in a second, as he's setting some stuff up. Earlier this morning, there was a Diet Pepsi ad from 1985. That's important.
The year I was born.
1985 posted on Twitter featuring Michael J. Fox. And the premise is, he's in his apartment. Beautiful lady comes to the door, asks him for a Diet Pepsi. He says, of course, come in. He goes into the fridge. No Diet Pepsi.
Oh,
the 2-liter
no.
is out. So he goes through out his back window and goes into the city to run and get a Diet Pepsi. And your typical Michael J. Fox, oh my God, the world is ending. I got to accomplish the goal. Monologue. This is at the near the height of really Michael J. beginning.
More context. This is the year Back to the Future came out.
Yes. So I want you to listen to something.
Okay.
I want you to listen to the montage music that starts. And I want you to tell me if it sounds familiar. Everybody can play at home. Okay. All right, and let's see. This is up, but this isn't up. Look, I caught it all on my own. All right, here we go. There we go.
Don't move. Yes.
How about something else?
No, that's okay.
Sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
What is, I don't want to lead you. What does that sound like?
I need more of it.
Okay.
Yes.
Should have been able to get it right there, by the way. Because that's...
It sounds like Danger Zone.
Don't move. Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so that's exactly what it sounds like. Here's the thing, and my whole day is ruined now because I'm going to be dealing with this.
You're trying to get Pepsi retroactively sued for stealing Danger Zone. what we're doing.
That's the upset. You see, this commercial came out in 1985.
Yes.
Highway to the Danger Zone was written and recorded by Kenneth Loggins.
Still with us, by the way.
In 1986. Now, here's the start of Danger Zone. Okay, here's the start of this Pepsi commercial, just for a little bit of reference.
Don't move. Yes.
Bro, that bass at the beginning, that's a straight ripoff. Now I need to find out if there was ever a lawsuit. I love Kenny Loggins. He is...
This is what's getting you going on a Friday.
Other than... Well, I mean, there's a lot to get fired up
about. No, when
did
you discover this, though?
This morning.
Okay.
This morning.
So you heard that this morning at like 3:30.
About 3:45.
Okay, and it was just rabbit hole central from there.
I'm not gonna say the location of my house in my house where I first heard this at 3:45 in the morning.
Okay,
but
so
I will tell you, I was sitting down. Thank God, because I would have collapsed.
Morning routine.
And I see the commercial. I'm like, oh, here's a Michael J. Fox commercial. Oh, yeah, hey, how about Michael J. Fox? Love him. And then I hear the song and I go, no way, dude. And then I play Highway to the Danger Zone.
It's just Danger Zone.
It's a Is it really?
Yeah.
It's a ripoff, dude. Sad. Anyways, good morning.
Got more sad stuff to get to today. I was, as you walked in this morning, putting together some audio for Ye Here Show. Mm-hmm. I became retroactively angry. Is that a thing? To be retroactively mad about something?
What was it about, though?
I was pulling all the trade talk from the Sabonis Halliburton trade last year. It just...
Oh, good. It's a good day for receipts. Because
I guess maybe it's more receipts, but I was like, I started getting angry. I'm like, why am I mad at this? This happened a year ago.
I was told that the only reason Domantas Sabonis was a two-time All-Star was because he was in the East with lesser competition.
And an injury replacement.
Yeah, I was told that many times, that he would have no chance in the West. I thought that was true.
You'll hear from multiple people today talking really bad about that trade and the Kings. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun.
As we get to leading off, let me point out in the YouTube chat, and good morning, everybody. You can watch us on YouTube. Just go to Sackdown Sports. And yes, Jason Ross will be in.
Can you send me that email?
Yeah, yes. And Jason Ross will be here in just a moment for reasons that will be explained here in a second, which is, by the way, a treat for all of you. Let me just say to all of you in the chat, just so we're clear. Yeah, dude, it's not, they didn't rip off Kenny Loggins. Kenny Loggins, the point of this, ripped off the Pepsi commercial, if all of this is correct. It came out before Danger Zone. Let's be clear about that. We are prosecuting Kenny Loggins on this show today, which hurts my heart.
Not Pepsi.
Because we are a Kenny Loggins hive.
I don't know if we're a hive. We're supporters.
Nest? All right. Leading off right now.
Let's do it. Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
Come on, come on, come on. There you go.
From the Sacramento Kings.
Yes.
Domantas Sabonis.
Okay. That ain't the only one.
We don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know that.
This was an easy one.
There is no denying the year he's at a 19-12-7, leads the league in rebounding.
That's impressive.
Number one in double doubles. Number three in triple doubles with six.
Wow.
And he's a monster. He's played in 48 of their 50 games. So Domantas Sabonis, an all-star for the third time.
Yeah. Well, here's one of the I've had a few hours to get my thoughts out. I'm struggling because I think I'm the avatar of much of your struggles. I think you guys will understand what I mean. By the way, hold off on that link. We're gonna do this. I love that Domantas Sabonis is an all-star. I'm so happy for him. I'm so proud of him, as are all of you. And it really goes beyond just Sabonis being an all-star. It goes back to the trade last year and all the crap that we will revisit later that the national media decided to visit onto the Kings. And it couldn't happen to a better guy. And I don't want to take anything away from that because De'Aaron Fox was not an all-star. Now, I don't think it, hey, Jay, let me ask you this, because you're on the social media more than I am, of course.
Duh.
Uh-huh. Fox is out tonight for personal reasons.
Correct.
Has it been officially posted?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to play a little game here because I not everybody has this rule, but I think it should be a rule. When personal things happen to athletes, I think unless it's a crime or something, I think it's I think it's good form to allow them or their employer to release that information. I will say this. Fox is out tonight for really good reasons.
Yeah.
Like happy reasons.
Yes.
Not bad reasons.
Wait, what are you talking about? You play in the NBA, you play the game to win. You don't miss for personal reasons because he's throwing a birthday party.
And you all know.
Because that's the only reason to be happy.
You all know what I'm. Well, kind of is. So you all know, most of you do, and if you don't, just go read something. And yeah, everybody's guess is correct, I'm sure.
He cares more about that than hoops.
And so I would say this.
We pay good money to see him.
We talked about this yesterday. I am, and I'm sure he is, sad about not making the All-Star team. But if there was ever a time to not make the All-Star team and have a one-week break from basketball on the horizon, this would be the perfect time. So I'm sad for De'Aaron Fox as a basketball player. I'm happy for De'Aaron Fox as a human.
I would tell everybody that is listening right now, please stick around for, I'd say, about 7:13. So about an hour from now. I got a fun question about that.
Oh, do you?
Oh, you should look it over. I think it's good.
I like to be surprised. Do you? Okay, I'll look it up. In the meantime, speaking of surprises, hey, early folks, guess what? How about this? Wouldn't it be neat to, I don't know, see what maybe any of his teammates think about him not making the All-Star game or thinking about somebody who did make the All-Star game?
Shemezi Metu wanted the city to riot.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. We're going to go to Indianapolis when we come back, thanks to Jiffy Lube. Now, we're not going to physically drive there or fly there, but we are going to go there via the technology invented by Alexander Graham Bell. We are going to have an early version of the Red Velvet Lounge live with our good friend Kevin Herter. That's why Jason Ross is here early, because he needs to be a part of the interview as well. We're going to talk to Kevin right after the break.
Sacktown Sports goes 100% live and local
from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Tune into Carmichael, Dave, and Jason Ross from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., followed by the return of Deuce and Mo
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.,
followed by Cattles and Rami from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. You wanted more local? We're giving you more local on Sacktown Sports, your local sports leader. It's the Kevin Herter Show.
The Herter for three, rips the courts for the first 3 points of the ball game. Welcome to Sacramento, Kevin Herter.
The Kevin Herter Show.
Herter, ring up another triple.
Presented by Jiffy Lube, with over 25 locations in the greater Sacramento area. Get your vehicle ready for the holiday driving season today.
All righty. So normally, because of the trials and tribulations of a basketball season, we'll be talking to our good friend Kevin. Jason and I will record on video the night before.
Yes.
And with Kevin's travel and everything going on, he's nice enough to join us this morning. I know he's got Shootout coming up here. And,
Shootout.
Not that long, or a Shootout, a Shoot Around. Shootout. They just go with their six guns. Joining us right now, brought to you by Jiffy Lube, our good friend and yours, Red Velvet, Kevin Herter. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How's Indianapolis?
It's not bad. It's not bad. We, like you said, we have chewed around this morning.
Nice. I like Shootout.
Yeah, but, you know, we've kind of just been going back and forth across the country here for the last week. So Indianapolis hasn't been too bad. Obviously, we play tonight, fly out, and go to New Orleans later tonight.
I wanted to, before we got started, I felt a little, jealous person earlier this week. I saw you on another podcast, and it was about I think it was about Maryland basketball, and it was really cool and it was fun, and I got a little jealous, and I just wanted to know, do you have as much fun there as you do with us?
Of course not. Of course not. You know that.
That is the right answer.
Could never have more fun anywhere else.
We're gonna send that link out here afterwards, though. It was a cool conversation, though. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I'm glad you guys have been able to travel around the country. There's been some teams that have been stuck weather-wise. You've kind of followed some of this, but you guys, everything travel-wise has been okay.
Yeah, it's all been fine. It's definitely been cold. I mean, it was below zero when we were in Minnesota for a little bit, and then it's always weird when you go to Texas and there's freezing rain and there's all these threats of winter storms and. You might not make it out, but in San Antonio, we were fine. I think in Austin, about an hour and a half away, it wasn't fine. And obviously Dallas was a little bit worse, but you know, we haven't had any of the extreme weather that other teams have been seeing.
Did you forget anything on the trip? I know we talked about that before. We didn't want to jinx you.
I actually was crazy. I actually forgot a coat in Minnesota in the closet.
Dude.
Oh. It's sitting in the closet in the hotel room I was at. I actually just realized it last night. I did.
So, okay. You brought it, but you forgot it. Hopefully,
are you getting that back?
I brought it. Yeah. And then forgot it in the first spot. I haven't called the hotel back because I realized it later last night when I tried to go get dinner. I was like, oh my God, where's my coat?
Do you have a lost and found?
I would assume that they haven't. I just don't know how that process works.
Yeah, it's not like it's Motel 6. They were staying. Right, you know, come exactly. on, like, Jeeves is going to send out the coat when he's done. Kevin, you, I assume you were in the room. There was a cool clip of a camera angle of Domas Sabonis last night, finding out he was an All-Star. Let's talk about that first. Just him. I was told that the only reason he was an All-Star was because he was in the East and there's more competition here in the West and blah, 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 that the media and ding-dongs say. And he has just been an absolute revelation. You get to play with him every single day. How cool was it to see his name called?
Yeah, I mean, he's extremely deserving. You know, it's one of those things, like, we would have rioted if he didn't make it in. And Fox is super deserving. Yeah. Like, I'll add that in while we're on the topic. But Domas is someone, he plays every game, knock on wood. He's plays through injuries. You know, he brings it every night. He's consistent. He plays super hard. You know that other guys don't exactly love going against them because of the intensity and physicality that he plays with every night. So he's the epitome of an All-Star. It's great that, you know, we have a representative in that game, especially the season that we put together so far. We just wish we had two representatives, but you know, Domas is extremely deserving.
Yeah, you said it. So can we riot about Fox? Because, I mean, it just...
So Chemezi wants
to. I know Chemezi wants to. I think a lot of people... What did you feel or react to when you heard... Because it does feel like Fox is an All-Star.
Just in shock. And I'm not gonna name names. There's definitely guys in that game that are reserves that 100% don't deserve to make it over Fox, and people that I don't think were on the radar for people were considering being an All-Star and they made it onto the team. You know, Fox for us has been one of the best fourth quarter players in the league. He's gone and he's won numerous games for us. He's only missed three games so far this year. Another guy that plays every night and plays extremely hard for a team that's sitting in third in the West. I would have thought he would have gotten the respect he deserves and would have been put in the game, but you know, we'll see if there's any injuries and he can step it in.
Jiffy Lube brings you Kevin Herter each and every week right here on Sacktown Sports. Now, we were just talking before he came on, Kevin. We kind of have a rule that players' personal lives are their personal lives, whether it's good or bad, and we wait for them or their employer to announce it, but it's a poorly kept secret as to why De'Aaron is out tonight. That being said, I'm trying to, along with the fans, find a bright side that if you're going to miss an All-Star game and you're going to get snubbed and you're going to get a week away from basketball, I have a hard time finding better times than now that maybe he gets a chance to, you know, go and be busy with something else.
Yeah, you know, there's some things that are bigger than basketball. Mm-hmm. There always will be. You know, at the end of the day, this is just a game. It's just a job. It's there's certain life moments that you 100% can't miss out on, just like any other person. And so Fox gets to take all the time he needs, and yeah, he should be away. We'll put it that way.
Yep.
So, Kevin, if you could have a Fox trait, a Fox superpower for tonight, which one would you choose? Of something that he does, what would you want for one night of De'Aaron Fox to have in the NBA tonight?
That's a good question.
I mean, the ability to just go get 30. You know, I think everyone missed
that. Ho-hum.
Obviously. Yeah. Maybe his, like, 17 points in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And just the piggybacking that he usually does. I'll start with that.
You don't want that speed?
That's part of it.
I mean, that's part of it. The speed gets you the 30. Yeah. But, yeah, that's a pretty easy answer.
You know, you've had a couple games here over the last couple weeks where you've struggled from the field. And I am curious, because you're a vet, you know, it seems that you have that awareness. There's that fine line between shoot or shoot, and that's how you get out of slumps, but also recognizing that you might be off or something's off, and then I'm going to go get more rebounds. I'm going to set more screens. I'm going to dish the ball more. How tough is it to create that balance and still maintain your confidence?
Yeah, you know, to me, I don't feel off. You know, I think my volume has been down. I think you know, other guys have been playing better, you know, with the minutes that they've been given, and just looking, obviously, for my rhythm and opportunity again. You know, just obviously trying to impact the game, impact winning. But, you know, I felt fine, had been on the court. I think, you know, there was a game that I was off in Minnesota. But, you know, other than that, just, you know, looking for the opportunity to go out there and show what I can do.
So what is the challenge tonight, Kevin, without Fox? I mean, obviously, you guys have done it a couple times this year, had to play without him. You all have to pick up some portion of what he does. But what are the challenges you'll have tonight playing without De'Aaron?
Yeah, you know, this is going to be it's going to be fast up and down game. You know, I think Indiana, they play similarly to how we want to play. They want to get up and down. They want to play in transition. They want to shoot a lot of threes. And, you know, just it's got to become by committee. We got to somehow replicate his scoring that we're going to be missing. Other guys got to be able to step up. Obviously, now that with Fox out, there's a lot of minutes now that go around. We'll see how those are dispersed. But, you know, we're obviously going to miss him. We're going to miss the tempo and the pace that he plays at, you know, his aggressiveness on the offensive end and his ball pressure on the defensive end. You know, Davion, I'm sure, will be great in the ball pressure department and picking up and playing that way. But, you know, offensively, you'll be by committee, you know, figuring out how we can replicate and make up his points.
Kevin Herter brought to you by Jiffy Lube on Sacktown Sports. As we wind down our conversation here, there is another all-star conversation we need to have. Jason and I were talking about this yesterday. So, you know, we care about you very much, and whether it's you're getting your coats back or whether it's your vacation plans. And we talked in the past about if you weren't going to be there for the all-star festivities, you know, you go here, you go there, whatever it may be. But we also know that the closer you get to it, the higher, you know, airplane costs are and your tickets and all that. So, what can you tell us? We'd love to see in the three-point contest, but what can you tell us? Like, how do you find out? Should you be finding out soon? Do they just string you along? What's going on with that?
I don't know. You know, for me, nothing has really changed in the past week other than just sitting around trying to campaign a little bit, but I'm not sure how it'll work. You know, I'm hoping my agent would have an ear to the ground and would hear before somebody else would or the team would know. But it's honestly a great question. It's not something that I've really been a part of yet or been close to getting a competition like this. So I'm waiting just like everybody else.
Okay. And then I guess, again, it's one of those. So you just like have an idea of what you want to do if you don't go, and then you just don't book any, because I feel like they're costing you money. They should let you know right now. Don't they know what happens to plane tickets? Once you get in within 7 days, 5 days and all that, it's kind of unfair to you. And I think that's something, I don't want to get too crazy, but Kevin, the players union should be a part of this. I'm just saying, I don't want to start anything. But
I know. Yeah. I, like you said, I don't know. I definitely have a plan in my head of what would happen if I am in it and where I'd go after. And, they're not exactly sure where I'd go if I'm not in it, but we've talked about, I'll find a beach somewhere. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's different things that have been thrown around in my head, but haven't looked in and haven't booked anything, obviously.
I know, Kev, we talked to you earlier in the year when you had your first chance to go back to Atlanta. Every player kind of goes through that. It's going to be an emotional night, an emotional time it's been for Sabonis, being an all-star as a king now, but he's going back to Indiana tonight. Any extra juice on the game for you guys around him trying to win back in his old building?
Yeah, you know, there will be, I'm sure. I'm sure there'll be a video or something for him. I'm sure he'll get a reaction from the crowd, but I think Domas is going to be super locked in tonight. You know, he almost got 40 the other night, and you know, I expect his aggressiveness to be similar, especially with Fox out. So if you're the Pacers, you got to look out.
So we're going to talk again next week before Super Bowl, but as we like to check in with you every week, I don't know how much of a chance you had to watch the championship game and a half last Sunday. I imagine you're rooting for the Chiefs, if nothing else, but I am curious, Eagles, Chiefs, who do you got or what are you thinking?
I'm probably rooting for the Chiefs, just with the Eagles obviously playing against the Giants. Just like everyone else, it was tough watching the NFC game last week.
Sucked.
Just because, like, you know, a team's not at their best. And honestly, everyone kind of knew when Purdy went down, it was like, okay, the Eagles are going to win this game. And then the rest of the game is just like you're seeing a team just, you know, obviously fighting, but just like really having no shot. And it's tough to watch, especially for a championship game of a conference game. You hate to see it. So, I mean, the way the Eagles got into the Super Bowl is it's tough to see. I think the Chiefs, they obviously earned it. That was a great game on the other side, but I really don't have skin in the game. You know, I don't really have a big care level. I'm going to watch the game just because it's arguably two of the best teams all year going against each other, but whoever wins, it won't change anything in my life.
Well, we're obviously rooting for you to go to the three-point contest. We think that would be awesome. At the same time, if that doesn't happen, we're rooting for you to find a beach. Either way, I'm sure you will be fine. Enjoy Indy. I'm jealous of you going to New Orleans. There's some just amazing. Jason and I are huge New Orleans fans, mm-hmm. so get yourself some gumbo, have some fun. Get a muffalata sandwich there, too. It's the best sandwich in the world, and go kick ass tonight.
We will. We will. I appreciate you guys.
All right, take care. That is Kevin Herter, brought to you by Jiffy Lube, our good friends at Jiffy Lube. Go to jiffylubeca.com. We will take a break. Hey, when we come back, all right, the Domas made the All-Star team. De'Aaron Fox got snubbed. Why is that a good thing? Why is that a bad thing? Why could both be good things? And Jason Ross will be back at 7. Hey, thanks, Jason. Hey, appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, thank you. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Kevin Herter Show.
The Herter for three rips the courts for the first 3 points of the ballgame. Welcome to Sacramento, Kevin Herter.
The Kevin Herter Show.
Herter, ring up another triple.
Presented by Jiffy Lube, with over 25 locations in the greater Sacramento area. Get your vehicle ready for the holiday driving season today.
Live and local.
Carmichael D.
Carmichael D.
On Sactown Sports.
Our thanks to Kevin Herter. Our thanks to Jiffy Lube. Big show for you today on a Friday as we lead you into the weekend. We appreciate you joining us. Check us out on the YouTube. Please do hit the like. Please do hit the subscribe. Right? It's for
you got all of it.
I keep hearing about this guy, Al.
Yep.
That everyone is talking about, it, who I think owns or runs YouTube.
Al runs and owns YouTube.
Algorithm.
Yes, Algorithm. Mm-hmm. And his big thing that he promotes to his employees is thumbs. Big thumb guy,
big
that
thumb
Al.
Guy. No relation to Al Oha, which I always hear when I'm in Hawaii.
Or Al Bundy.
Yeah, great point. Al be sure.
Al Michaels? No, we're going to go down to Matt Almore. We're not doing it.
Dakota Lewis is in studio with us at 8:27. If you don't know that name, he is a star PBR writer every year for, God, I want to say 10, 11 years now. We have had a PBR writer in studio the weekend. The PBR is in town, which they will be this weekend at Golden One Center. My wife, son, and I are going this Sunday. I am not your typical PBR fan. I couldn't pick three PBR guys out of a lineup if they were wearing cowboy hats, but we go almost every year. We've had to miss the last couple because of Super Bowl coverage, but it is an absolute blast, and I know tickets are still available right now. That's not just an ad for them. It really is, actually. It is a really cool thing to see up close. So we're going to have him in studio to talk about that and some of the cool things they're doing. 8 a.m., bittersweet. It is the theme of the show today is bittersweet.
Yep.
Whether it's the All-Star thing or whether it's Greg Papa. Greg Papa joins us. That's sweet, but bitter because it will be the last time Greg Papa joins us until late August, early September. And then we will, for a lot of you that aren't up this early, so you can't really hear me right now, we will re-rack Kevin Herter at 9 a.m. for those of you later risers. So that was kind of a nice treat for the early folks.
And yeah, sometimes we look out for them.
Yeah, we do. We try. Domantas Sabonis is an all-star. And on our rundown, which are cultivated so well by Jay and Jason mostly, if not entirely, the title of this segment as Domas makes the All-Star team, Fox snubbed. And as I said in the beginning, I really hate that. I hate it for Fox. I hate that he didn't make it. You know, we said here yesterday, and it was true, that I talked to four active coaches, just to peel the curtain back, four coaches that are currently active in the league.
I can confirm this, by the way, so you don't think he's a liar.
Yeah, thank you. And they all had Sabonis and Fox in. They all had Sabonis and Fox. And now, that's 4 out of 30 teams. But when you're sample sizing and you combine that with the national media, you combine that with seeing all the TNT guys, all of them had Fox. We should have been optimistic. And I know a lot of people aren't – I see a lot of people out there and I respect what they're saying. They say, you know, I don't want to rip any of the other all-star. I do. It's not personal.
There's a difference between ripping an all-star. Like, we're not going to rip and say some guy sucks.
Yes.
We're just going to say our guy deserves it more.
That's
it. I don't think that's ripping somebody.
That's not at all. It's no disrespect to them. Jaren Jackson should not be in the All-Star game over De'Aaron Fox. I think Jaren Jackson's great.
Jaren Jackson shouldn't be in the All-Star game over Aaron Gordon.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
SGA should not be in the All-Star game over De'Aaron this year.
No, and I'm happy for SGA, but what have we heard with De'Aaron Fox in years past?
Empty calories. He doesn't make his team better. He puts up just numbers, and the team doesn't win.
This team is the 3 seed in the West. They are the best story in the NBA. They have the biggest turnaround of any team in the NBA. They are a legit, legit power in the West. There's no other way to describe them. And De'Aaron Fox is a half of that. Now, Damian Lillard is the toughest one. Because not only does he have good numbers, not only is he really efficient. Yeah, his team's not winning. He's also Damian Lillard, and I do respect that. People love Damian Lillard, want to see him, and he's kind of toiling away in obscurity.
Portland might be the worst team in the league if they didn't have Damian.
That's exactly right. I think the one here is Jaren Jackson. That's the one I'm kind of focused on.
Well, do we know if he was elected from the forward position? Because in that case, it's...
When you look
at moot point,
yeah. When you look at it, it looks like because of where it came in that he was. I'm pretty sure he was one of the two electives, if you will. Hmm. Also, by the way, I don't think Paul George should have made it over to De'Aaron Fox. I do respect Paul George, but when you look at the amount of time Paul George has missed, also look where the Clippers are. Compare their numbers. Yes, Paul is more of a two-way player than De'Aaron Fox. I can absolutely.
Jaren Jackson's only played 35 games.
That's what I'm saying. And Zion Williamson, I would be very surprised if he played in the All-Star game.
Not playing.
So that means there will be an injury replacement, and you still kind of hope maybe that's what happens. We're going to talk a little bit later in the show.
Is Michael Malone going to be petitioning his guy Adam Silver to get his guy Aaron Gordon in?
If I were number one
team in the West.
If I were Michael Malone, I would.
So, for sure.
Of course I would. And as we go to break, because we're going to break right now, yes. Right? Is that the, okay. As we go to break, we're going to talk, I want to talk more, though, about Domantas Sabonis making the All-Star team than De'Aaron Fox getting snubbed. I don't want to take away from Domas.
We're being positive.
But I will, as we go to break, I will say this. There are all kinds of things that we could bring up to support the idea De'Aaron Fox should make the All-Star team, should have made it. There is no better proof that Fox got snubbed than Russell in our YouTube chat saying, I'm going to be honest, I don't think Fox got snubbed.
There we go.
If Russ is saying it, 9 times out of 10 in a sports context, the opposite is true. Russ is the Skip Bayless of our YouTube chat, and so I'm pinning that up there for a while. 100%. De'Aaron Fox should have got in. We'll take a break. Let's take a preview tonight because we just go on and on and on with this Kings news. Guess what? They're back in Indianapolis. We get to see newly minted all-star Tyrese Halliburton, old friend Buddy Hield, and Domantas Sabonis returning to Indiana as an all-star. It's really kind of a cool scheduling quirk. We'll get into that next.
Carmichael Dave on Sacktown Sports. Carmichael Dave. Weekday mornings on Sacktown Sports.
All right, welcome back. 1-800-920-1140. Who's on line one, Jay? Ben, welcome in, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Dave. Good morning. I cannot let this go. I'm so happy for Sabonis right now, but I cannot let it go. We've got an 11 seed in the East getting a guard going into the All-Star game, and we've got a 3 seed in the West that doesn't have a guard going to the game. I think it's absolutely atrocious. I feel so bad for Fox. I feel so bad for him.
So I wanted to get somebody live on the show, and Ben, you're a fantastic caller and a huge Kings fan. And I want to promise you, I'm not trying to push an agenda. I am sad that Fox didn't make it too. I really, truly am. And as we said earlier, if he's going to miss time or if he's going to not make it, this is a good time. We were having a philosophical conversation a little bit on, but mostly off the air. You're a diehard Kings fan. I'm a diehard Kings fan. We both are heartbroken that Fox didn't make it. Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
What is the benefit to us as fans, and what is the benefit to the franchise to have your players who are about to get down the stretch of a playoff run, who aren't load managed, who play every game through broken thumbs or God knows what, really, truly take, you know, other than our love for the player and the pride, which are not insignificant, they go to the All-Star Week. Everybody else goes home. They go to a beach. They hang out. They see family. They get away from basketball for a week. You go to All-Star. You land. Usually you go straight there from wherever your last game was. You get there. You do your initial media. You're surrounded by media. Then the next day you do photo shoots, videos, all kinds of stuff. A lot of times they'll have agents will line up commercial spots there. You're shooting commercials. Then you get into the practices, the walkthroughs, you know, which isn't too hardcore. You have the game itself. Basically, not only do you not get a week off, but the All-Star schedule for players is actually
a little brutal.
It's brutal. It's like 10 times worse than their regular schedule if they were just still playing. So if you're looking at a bright side, don't
give them time off. But right. I think it's self-validation.
For the fans?
These guys, they need that. And Fox has been working his you-know-what off.
Agreed.
It's just that self-validation. He just feels like – I just feel like he should have that validation.
I agree. I think in the end, the pride we have of seeing a player from here make the All-Star team – we haven't had one since Cousins. In fact, the last All-Star we have got traded
there. I'm sorry. I have to interject here. Mm-hmm. I love you, Ben. You, across from me.
What?
You just basically made this long, drawn-out spiel about, well, there's no benefit to the fans. Hey, Ben, I agree with you.
No. I understand where Ben...
Go back and listen to the segment later today.
I understand where Ben...
Think about what you just did.
I understand. The thing is, you know me. I'm split about so many things. Evil, or I shouldn't say evil Dave, but cynic Dave goes, I don't want either guy playing in the All-Star. It does nothing for us. It doesn't add any wins. All it does is put mileage on them. All it does is make them more tired. I don't want them playing. There's no benefit to Kings or Kings fans. We want to win a championship. We want to win in the playoffs. Screw it. I want them both to stay home and rest and hang out and put their feet up and not get injured. But then optimistic, you know, loving feeling Dave goes, you know what, these guys bust their rump. There's actual money in it for them. It's pride for us to see our Sacramento players there. Maybe it's also attractive to, you know, they get a chance to recruit other players to come here for a change, whatever it may be.
Can't wait for LeBron and Sac.
I do think there's two sides to the story, Ben.
I think you're totally right. It is that cynical Sacramento fan. I just want the love for the guy. I appreciate you guys. I hope you have a wonderful show. Dave, don't tell me have a good show, too.
Hey, have a good show, Ben. I love Ben.
Ben just got a master class in what ADHD looks like in real life.
yes, he did. By the way, going into Indiana tonight, the Kings are playing the Pacers on the second night of a back-to-back. Tough, tough loss to the Lakers last night. Now, of course, because Indiana played last night, that, of course, means they will most certainly win tonight.
Yeah, Kings don't do well with teams on second nights of back-to-backs.
But here's how that game ended last night.
It's Buddy Hield with three, with two. Buddy Hield, no! Lakers have it! Lakers win it in a thriller in Indy!
I swear there's a similar G-Man call probably out there at least 20 times.
Did you see it? Did you actually?
Yeah, I watched it.
So Buddy Hield gets the ball with about 5 seconds left in the corner. He does the thing that, like, I see at my son's game all the time where you, like, throw your elbows out and try to get away from everybody. And then he does, like, this crazy, literally it was behind the backboard shot.
He literally thought he was Larry Bird.
To his credit, it did hit the front of the rim, but the ball lands on the rim. And I want to say, I think there's 2.4 seconds still left. Buddy, if you're triple teamed, pal, that means there's a couple of your guys. Nobody is guarding them.
Wait, really?
Maybe. And it's amazing to me that Buddy Hield, A, got trapped in a corner, B, did not have court awareness, and C, did not have clock awareness. That really shocks me.
I love everybody in the YouTube chat. Typical Buddy, classic Chivano. like I said, it seems like everyone's seen this before.
We have all seen this movie. So, yeah, you're not going to have the Fox-Halliburton matchup. Let's also say this, in the midst of all this all-starriness and not all-starriness, can we just acknowledge that beyond everything else, too? that a first-time general manager in his very first draft that he had mere weeks to prepare for, with the 12th pick in the draft, drafted an All-Star.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm sorry, I'm going to rain on that a little bit. You're the same guy who gives Vlade no credit for drafting De'Aaron Fox. Tyrese Halliburton was the obvious pick at 5.
Okay. Let me tell you something.
Tyrese Halliburton was probably the obvious pick at 3 at this point.
Let me retort to that.
The Warriors drafted James Wiseman too.
Listen.
Could you imagine had the Warriors drafted Tyrese Halliburton?
Here's the thing, dude. You're 100% correct.
I know.
But I don't care.
I mean, I can't.
Vlade lucked into De'Aaron Fox because Phoenix passed on.
And Monty was just a savvy GM 2 weeks in.
For all we know, Monty was going around to other GMs trashing Tyrese Halliburton
probably
behind
was doing
the
that.
Scenes to get him to fall down to 12.
Right, because the other GMs are going to listen to a guy who's been in the job for 2 weeks.
By the way, you bring it up, and I'm not trying to, what is it? You're not supposed to use violent language anymore. I'm not trying to feed two birds with one scone here.
Okay.
Monty's drafted one more All-Star than Vlade did.
Well, that's still TBD.
That's a good point right there. His first
because Willie Cauley-Stein could still make an All-Star team.
He drafts it. That's a great point. He drafts it. The closest Willie Cauley-Stein's going to get to an All-Star game is if they let him design the jerseys.
That's mean.
What are you talking about? He's a talented artist.
That's mean.
I have one of his hats.
He could play in the G League Showcase. That's where he's at right now. I love Willie.
I did not mean for that
to turn into a bash.
You know what's
Willie
funny
session?
Is we both actually love Willie Cauley-Stein the human. The player annoys the hell out of me.
Leaves a lot to be desired.
We'll take a break. When we come back, hey, it's we're going to watch the standings. Okay, good. We're going to watch the standings. I didn't even say it.
You know better than to wake him up before 7. Now he's angry.
Yeah, he's still
listen to him. Listen to that voice.
He's got a little phlegm in. He needs his coffee.
Did you see how I put standings watch on the rundown?
Yeah, I did.
I'm so smart.
You were baiting me. We will be right back.
Sacktown Sports goes 100% live and local.
From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Tune in to Carmichael, Dave, and Jason Ross from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Followed by the return of Deuce and Mo.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Followed by Cattles and Rami from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. You wanted more local? We're giving you more local on Sacktown Sports. Your local sports leader.